On days when it wasn't raining, I used to play a game called Abandoned Planet. I'm not sure that the game had that name at the time. I don't think it did. And it wasn't really a game, since I was the only participant and there weren't any rules, just a concept, which an outside observer, myself at this point, might characterize as a way for a child to frame and give shape to long hours of solitude. The concept was this: I was the only one on a planet. The planet wasn't my home planet. Maybe my spaceship had crashed there. Maybe I had been marooned as punishment in an exotic and convoluted narrative in which I had already done hard time as some intergalactic warlord's concubine. I'm not sure why I didn't think to play this game when I got stuck in Norway the last time. Too busy being an adult, I guess. But anyway, the Abandoned Planet game was always about waiting, for rescue or maybe for escape. Maybe for dragons. There were often dragons in the book I read. I would bring a little bit of food with me. Biscuits and peanut butter were a preferred choice. And I had a long, raggedy length of violet-colored satin fabric that I would wrap around my torso or my waist or my head, as if I were some sort of woebegone princess. No one ever came except the occasional fisherman chugging by in the shallow waters of the bay in a small, battered boat. I always made it home for dinner. What else do I remember now of those long summer days of my childhood? Mostly vivid, imagistic shards. The neon green electric charge before a thunderstorm, the sky roiling over a field of tall grasses, searching out small, darkly mottled crabs in the thick, tangled, slippery masses of seaweed in the intertidal zone, perching on a rough, roundish boulder near the shoreline, keeping company with the cormorants and kingfishers and loons. I don't think we change much in our deep selves from childhood to adulthood. I still long to be rooted to and in a place, to be both outside of and held by time. I want a deep, spacious, interior wildness. This is what I look for with my art, and it's what I look for in the art of others. When I first arrived in New York, straight out of college, I used to parrot these lines by the poet Frank O'Hara. One need never leave the confines of New York to get all the greenery one wishes. I can't even enjoy a blade of grass unless I know there's a subway handy, or a record store, or some other sign that people do not totally regret life. End quote. I still love those lines. I appreciate especially that he italicized regret for emphasis. But I don't see myself in them anymore. The boy next to me has just started chapter 4. Quote, the tavern was a dingy, mean little place, low-ceilinged, smoke-filled, and none too clean, end quote.